Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Brought to you by SACL CAI, that phone number. This is Puke talking.
And Michelle.
And, you know, as some of the astute listeners might realize, Ian's name wasn't in that list. Our main
what?
Host, Ian, yep, is on, we're on day three of, well, not really Ian List, because he called in earlier. If you want to get the archive, it'll be available at about 11:30 this evening, p.m. Eastern Time, at freetalklive.com. You can we talked to Ian for about a half an hour, and you know, go grab that archive. But we in the last hour we were talking about a little situation where the Beverly Hills Police Department decided to blow up some poor dude's briefcase because he left it at an office building, and I guess they decided that made
could have been a bomb.
Yeah, made it dangerous some way, shape, or form. If you want to comment on this, you know, have you ever left anything in an office? Has anyone ever? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Have you ever left anything anywhere, ever?
Right. I mean, that nuts. It could be a bomb. Anything you leave anywhere could be a bomb.
You know, speaking of leaving things places, I was in Egypt and Cairo with Aziza and Omar when they were just babies. Aziza was 2 and Omar was 6 months old. And I had him in like one of those front carriers and had Aziza by my hand with, you know, diaper bag, camera bag.
Yeah,
and
you'd
purse,
load it down when you're a mom.
Know? Right. And no stroller, so I was just carrying all this stuff. And, you know, Cairo airport, it's huge and lots of people. And Aziza she pulled away from my hand, and there were so many people, she, like, was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, panic, right? This is way more congested than LAX or anything, and people, and I don't speak the language, and everything was crazy. So I dropped my things right where they were. My camera bag, I had my passport on me, and some money, and my baby in front of me.
Right.
Just dropped my stuff, and went looking for her. Took me an hour and a half to find her.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. And the police had taken her off to the side so that someone walking by that knew her would go, Aziza! But anyone else would not think. And they were playing with her. They didn't make her frightened or scared or whatever. And, you know, I was, of course, crying and panicked and whatever, and got her, and then went back for my things, thinking, of course, they were going to be gone.
Sure.
But they weren't.
Wow.
Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of equipment just sitting right where I'd left them in, you know, one of these Arab countries where there are terrorists and
dangerous
they hate us, and dangerous people and everything, and it's just...
Well, that's an amazing story. I'm stunned. An hour and a half it took you to find her.
Yeah, it took me an hour and a half to find her.
Did she run off that far?
No, there were so many people, and she's tiny, right?
Sure.
So she's just kind of in the thing, and I guess the police had, you know, seen this little girl, and she's in her dress going la la la, you know, just do her thing. And I suppose that they didn't speak English.
Sure.
And I couldn't very well, you know, what happened to you? Was he said, oh, I was playing. Like,
yes.
So I couldn't, you know, get to, well, did they take you to the front? Did they take you
to
immigration?
Have a lot of information as to what happened,
no,
right?
I just had no idea. I was just at that point very grateful. And my then husband was on the other side waiting for us. He's like, what took you so long?
I bet he was.
Yeah, and I explained to him, and he's like, oh, yeah, she was fine.
In L.A., they probably would have thought the kid was a bomb and blown her up.
Oh, God.
Apparently in Beverly Hills, she could have had a bomb
could
thrown into her. We know how these people are.
Well, sadly, in Israel, that has happened before. Palestinians have used children as suicide bombers.
I know they've...
or somebody
young,
has.
How
somewhere I've heard of it. I don't... Like, toddlers. Well, oh, maybe right. Not toddlers, but, like, I don't know, somewhere under 10?
Yeah. I know they've certainly used young people.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how young they chose.
Pretty certain. I know I've seen a photograph or something of it once, of it. At least a suspected child.
I know in Vietnam they had talked about you know, young kids carrying hand grenades up to and blowing up GIs.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, that to me that's a pretty big sacrifice to get one soldier on the other side.
Well, if it's not your kid,
well, what do you
that's
do,
what
steal
I assume.
Them?
I don't. Well, they're all orphans. It's war zone.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of,
not a happy note.
Yeah, kids that have bad things happen to them. In Muncie, New York, a family of 4 from Florida visiting relatives in New Jersey got an unwelcome surprise at the customs gate, all because of some forgotten fruit and vegetables. The oversight site was an expensive one that has the family fuming, reports CBS's 2's Sean Hennessy. I don't have to be traumatized like this. Nobody should have to be traumatized like this, Suri Steinberger said. Suri and Peter are livid after what they called an overreaction by customs agents at the Newark Liberty Airport. They were told they had violated a federal crime for getting, get it, are you ready?
Wait for it.
An apple, a tomato, and 3 cucumbers.
Bastards.
In their son's backpack. For me, it was like, you know, what you see on TV. Yes, this is like what you see on TV. In the news, where these crazy government bureaucrats go after citizens and, you know, normal people and charge them huge fines, $300 fine for having 3 cucumbers, a tomato, and an apple in their backpack.
They couldn't just say, you're not allowed to have this and throw it away. They have to fine them as well.
Suri says, I thought I was going to be handcuffed. Then they'd have my kids.
It's a good thing he didn't say, hey, what are you doing? Then he probably would have been.
That would be Peter, but so Suri just started to cry, she said. The run-in with the customs agents happened Thursday at the end of a long trip from Israel. Suri packed the vegetables as a snack for her boys. Let them eat it on the plane instead of eating garbage, Suri said. The problem was she didn't sit with her husband and 2 boys on the flight, and Peter didn't know the produce was in the bag. So when the declaration form came around, Peter said he checked no on all the boxes. Customs officials told the Hennessy strict rules are for agricultural integrity, and that passengers have multiple opportunities to amend the customs declaration form. I have no idea what they mean by that, except for the fact that they say you should have... I'm sorry, the website's refreshed right here at a really convenient time.
Oh, don't you love that?
I can hardly imagine what it's like for this family, you know, just packing a good lunch for the boys. So he says, I have no idea what they mean by that, except the fact that you should have been looking at the posted signs, Peter said. While the passengers were stunned by the strictness, others said it was par for the course. Other countries do it. They're pretty strict. I travel a lot for work, and I get the same thing, said Christine Colella of New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Hey, if it's good enough for the Nazis, it's good enough for us.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the, you know, people will tell you the United States is the freest country on earth, but...
But it's because this agriculture was fresh. Had they been carrying a, you know, with those prepackaged Lunchables that have absolutely
garbage.
Zero nutritional value in them and are, you know, contained in plastic,
no.
that would have been okay.
Yeah, because that is sterilized and, mm-hmm. you know, the danger or the, so, you know, what they're trying to prevent is foreign, non-indigenous creatures, yeah, mm-hmm. from getting, you know, into this country and creating some sort of plague, but it's just ridiculous.
The customs did say that it's up to the discretion of the officer to destroy the product or fine the traveler. Discretion this family said was sorely missing given the customs sheet showing the prohibited items and their $300 fine. You're coming off a flight after 19 hours. You're all flustered. You don't know what world you're on. The first thing on your mind isn't what vegetables are in your backpack, Peter said. The family hopes what happened is a lesson to others that even an innocent mistake at customs, maybe a costly one. The Steinbergers said they didn't expect to get their money back, but do plan on taking the case with higher-ups at customs. Sometimes, one time I went into California, and they got, like, these checkpoints for produce there.
In California?
Yeah, when you go into the state.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, because of all the agriculture, yeah. Even going,
I didn't know they had them in between states.
Oh, yes.
I had some vegetables or whatever that I had stopped off at the grocery store and gotten, and was, you know, they'd ask you to declare all the vegetables you have, and I told the woman, you know, I got some right here, eating them. She's like, don't mention those. So she just let me go through.
Huh.
And, you know, this is, to me, this is absolute, utter, I mean, these people aren't terrorists.
Right.
The idea that they would find these people is disgusting.
Well, clearly, it sounds like it was up to the discretion of the guy that found them, you know, the agent or whatever. And maybe
that
he was having a bad day. Maybe he didn't like the fact they were coming from Israel.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Something
what
like
he likes.
That. You know, who knows? And he's just like, I'm going to get these.
But this
people.
Whole at their discretion thing, you know, so it's very whimsical and very.
They should tell their agents, you know, don't do this to U.S. citizens.
Right.
Don't do it to anybody. Free Talk Live.
You know the country. Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3. It's Mark with you.
Puke here.
And Michelle.
Who's that number brought to you by, Mark?
SACL CAI.
Great fellows over at SACL CAI.
That's right. Jason Osborne and the crew. Awesome folks that bring you the phone line here. And frankly, our oldest advertiser. Been with us for a very long time and supported Free Talk Live through thick and thin.
Jason's a good guy.
Indeed he is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go straight to the phones here and take some calls right after this message from Jurisdictionary. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is, of course, for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. In fact, it's a good course to have if you have your own attorney, just to make sure that they're on task and doing what they say they're going to do. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it online. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. They have an affiliate program that you can get involved with and actually make some money. Jurisdictionary.com. All right, let's go to the phones. We got Tony in Ohio. Tony, you there?
Yeah, I am.
So what were you?
How you guys doing?
Excellent. What would you like to talk about?
I was just going to bring up a story here in Newark, Ohio, which is about 30 miles east of Columbus, maybe about 40,000. They had bombs go here a couple weeks ago with a woman who had apparently she passed a FedEx drop box and thought it was ticking.
The drop box was ticking, okay?
the drop box was ticking. So they ended up evacuating, I guess, all of the downtown or most of the downtown area. And, of course, what it is on these FedEx boxes, they have a little dial. When the driver, it says either not picked up or picked up.
Okay.
And so he flips the dial when he picks it up, and then it says, you know, picked up, and it slowly moves back to saying not picked up.
To let you know that, hey, I have made it here before the pickup, you know. I can drop off my package.
I thought the funny thing was, you know, what kind of technology did she think they were using for these bombs, these ticks?
Well, that's the Hollywood.
Is it like an alarm clock?
Yeah, the Hollywood bombs tick. Real bombs do not.
Yeah.
Modern bombs use electronics.
Yeah, only
that don't give away.
Bomb.
Only bombs in Hollywood tick.
Or blink.
Or can be, fixed by moving the red wire and not the black wire.
I've always wondered, which one do you clip, you know?
Well, whatever it is, the bomb maker is going to change the color of the wire.
Oh,
it's just so bizarre. Yeah, again, all black. They would, you know, to go ahead and evacuate the entire downtown, disrupt everything because nobody can figure out the ticking FedEx box.
The worst part of this isn't that the woman thought that this was the case, because I can understand why the average citizen is educated about police work by television. It's the cops would be willing to go along with this. Well, hell yeah, let's blow up a FedEx box.
I haven't done nothing today with blowing up stuff.
They're not gonna blow up the FedEx box.
That crap never gets old.
FedEx man.
Yeah, I mean, nothing else to do.
All you have to do is watch Young Boys with Firecrackers to know that everybody wants the opportunity to blow some crap up once they get a little older.
And plus,
what it's about.
Plus, can you imagine the S storm if they did not blow it up and it turned out to be a bomb? You know, then everybody would be like, "Ooh."
Well, imagine the S storm if everything was a bomb, though.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the same excuse that they can always use for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, this means that I can go find any policeman and say, I think that's a bomb, I think that's a bomb, and I think that's a bomb. And at that point, they have to blow them all up with that line of logic. It is the line of logic they use.
I could say, I think that you're a bomb.
I'm going to go into Walmart's luggage section and just scream, everything is a bomb here. That's where the clever terrorist drops his bomb off. Next to the Samsonite display.
every piece of luggage must be a bomb.
It must be.
He'll tell the TSA agents, I think that lady's pulling a bomb.
20 years from now in the future, nobody will have luggage because it will be associated with bombs. Everyone will just carry around big piles of laundry bags.
Everything will be clear.
Yeah. Well, schools do have some of those policies. Yep. After the Columbine shooting, some schools implemented no opaque backpacks. They all had to be clear or mesh.
A clear backpack.
And I think all the lockers are too, in some schools.
That's what it is. Everybody has to be treated like a third grader, and then finally we will be free. Then we'll finally have the freest country in the world.
As opposed to finding out what it is that makes people go insane. Certain people are just crazy, yes. But, there are also a lot of things that are catalysts. Maybe we should try and find out why they do that.
Tony, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
So, did you see the movie Abiding Citizen? What was it? Law Abiding Citizen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, I did.
You did? The story of a man who was an inventor, and his wife and daughter were raped and murdered, and he thought that the justice system had failed, so he decided to take matters into his own hands.
Huh.
But you see, what would push an ordinary person beyond, their limits and everything, and I think that it would be very unwise of anyone to say that that couldn't happen to them, because people
right.
have breaking points,
That they do.
This idea that they run around and blowing everything up. They've blown up so many. We've talked about so many different stories, from children's toys to light bright machines, promotional items. They even had their own traffic. The Boston
the traffic counter
even
yeah.
blew up their own traffic counter once. It could be a bomb. I mean,
even though it belongs to our own organization, That's good police work there, Lou.
I'm just baffled by this, and you never know what they're going to be blowing up next. This poor guy in Beverly Hills, he had his briefcase blown up with his manuscripts in it.
And I seriously doubt they're going to compensate him.
Well, how could they?
Oh, no.
A manuscript is either worth millions
but for
or
the
it's
laptop
worth nothing.
Even also. You know what I mean? Just
they're just going to say, well, you should have known.
Well, his right. laptop honestly could have been lost at this agency. He had no reason to believe that it would have come back, but it's sure. unreasonable that they would blow it up. Mm-hmm. That's just nuts.
Yeah.
And if you can imagine, this is a man's life's work to some extent, or at least a year's worth of work or something like that, and just have it kablooey.
I mean, still, it's probably nearly $1,000 worth of property. That's just no small amount of change.
Yeah, just the stuff. And you can see how this would make people think, wow, what a bunch of incompetent boobs that just want to blow crap up. all I have to do is hear the story. They haven't even blown anything of mine up.
Yeah.
And this is, it's slowly but surely popping the rivets on whatever legitimacy that, these law enforcement agencies have. I understand why they react the way they do, because it's all about cover your butt and let's blow something up.
Well, I joked about them blowing up a child, but, how long is it until that happens where some cop gets spooked and he's like, well, I thought the child was going to harm me somehow. And they'd be like, okay, well, it's cop
they're doing that to 14-year-olds. Killing
yeah.
them, so.
They've several stories of tasing and handcuffing kids
yes.
under the age of 10. Several stories.
God.
Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Hey, there you go. This is Puke.
Michelle.
And Mark. We, got
I won't be correcting you or reminding you of anything, because I can't even say sickles. I think sickle cell anemia.
Sickle CAI?
Yeah.
I'm sure they want to be associated with some
I just don't see
awful
it.
Disease. Puke, you've got some story there that you've been chomping at the bit to share.
I do?
Yeah.
I have four of them. Which one would you like to hear?
We discussed cheese.
Hey, did you know that American cheese is neither American nor cheese?
I didn't know.
I don't
that
think
actually.
This is going to go a whole segment, but I'd sure love to hear what you have to say about it.
All right. Well, I found this article about American cheese, which is technically called processed cheese product, I think. And it's just... it's something that I hate. I don't know why Americans love things like white bread or American
because
cheese.
Wonder.
It's like, I think it stems back to like excellent marketing in the 50s and 60s, and people just, through familiarity, it's the reason that a lot
it's
of people say.
For you.
Yeah, a lot of people will associate Bud Light as their beer because it is plastered everywhere. You know, Budweiser has amazing marketing and it's everywhere.
The king of beers.
Yeah, and it's familiarity. You want to, you know, choose something that you know. So processed cheese product was actually invented in Switzerland in 1911 by a man named Walter Gerber. However, a very smart man named James L. Kraft, grabbed the American patent for the processing method, and it was his company that created the first commercially available sliced American cheese singles to hit the markets in the 50s. So there's, you can also thank the American patent system for this poor guy in Switzerland who invented it, and then somebody else stole it from him and said, ha-ha, I got the patent first, it's mine.
That's, you know, this is absolutely happens to people. It's disgusting the way that the intellectual property laws are implemented in this country. You know, there's intellectual property itself. One can debate the exist, you know, what the need for the existence of this stuff.
Yeah.
But the implementation, I think that no one argues that this it stifles innovation. It steals from people.
Yeah.
It's a real, real mess.
It is definitely a mess.
Specifically patents. I mean, patents are even worse than copyright. You know, there's a difference between patents and copyrights.
Yes.
But the very fact that somebody has patented the human genome, meaning that your DNA
right.
is currently under patent.
Yes.
Somebody has patented the crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Which is ludicrous.
Yeah.
Is it something that anybody can create?
So every time that you create a crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you are infringing
yes,
that person's patent.
I would like to copyright my name.
You can copyright, well, you can trademark
people,
your name.
Yeah, people have tried to trademark names.
And
right.
Trademark has to do with sort of the shape and the presentation of it.
Well, if I could just collect on all things named Seven.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I would have a hell of a time with this.
But there are ludicrous things like that that occur. Trademarked or patented, and it's just ridiculous. And you can read about it all the time in blogs, like technology blogs.
Yeah.
Everybody's suing everybody constantly.
It's incredible what goes on. Basically, if you make enough money in the technology industry, that means that some other company that has dubious patents will sue you. And because of patent, the civil courts, the way they work, I believe it's in East Texas is where most of the patent work is done.
Really?
They're so messed up and designed to extract money from people.
Yeah.
They're not designed to get justice. These courts are designed by lawyers.
Yes.
They're populated by lawyers for the intention of getting lawyers' fees.
Yeah.
And this makes perfectly good sense once you start thinking about it. There's no justice in this crap, and it makes more sense for these companies to pay millions of dollars to make this deal go away.
Well, there are
entire companies
that their sole existence is to somehow get the patent first, and then they sue the companies.
I'd say thousands.
I don't know how that works.
And thousands of companies.
Right,
that
and
sold
it's
the whole purpose of this. And that
utterly stifling.
That is, you know, people will say that intellectual property is intended to, you know, protect innovation. It does nothing of the sort, especially in this area. If that's what it's for, the laws that we have in this country are failing. They're failing miserably.
Right.
And who's going to reform it? The lawyers that are making millions of dollars doing it? Oh, yeah, these guys are tripping over themselves to reform these laws.
Right, this day and age where you have information everywhere, there's no reason that a person cannot make arguments or document somehow, like online, that I came up with this idea first, it's mine.
Well, I do this thing called Zumba, which I'm sure I'm going to have you, yes, dancing, have you both
Ooh.
Out in the street doing, yes,
yeah.
It's going to happen to you.
Exciting.
Oh, no.
Boner Joe's already signed up for it. So,
oh my.
You know, yeah. In any case,
that just convinces me.
I went to this, you know, one day conference and it was great. I had a blast. It was like 7 hours and then at the end, the woman who led it was talking to people because a lot of the people that were doing the conference are going to go be, you know, teachers or whatever. And she was talking about how Beto Perez, who started Zumba, has, you know, they have patents on everything, and so you can't put the Zumba logo on anything. And Nike just got sued by them because they were advertising one of their shoes as Zumba shoes, even though they didn't have the official, you know, okay. And so I, in front of, you know, 30 or 50 people, made the argument against intellectual property rights. And they thought I was, you know, crazy, of course, and kept going back to, no, but Beto, he did this. He invented salsa. He invented the merengue? I don't think so. You know, this idea that people have that, you know, they have invented this, but then they give no credit to anyone behind them.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's just hypocritical. I don't understand.
Yeah, right.
It.
How do you say that this idea solely belongs to me? Because
right.
once you give the idea out there, it's, you know, it no longer belongs to you. It's out there.
I am of the opinion that that when it comes to a trademark, that you are committing fraud to represent your product as someone else's
yes.
product.
Yes, but it's not theft, it's fraud.
Indeed, which means that it's perpetrated against the people purchasing it. So if, for instance, people bought Nike's Zumba shoes thinking that Beto Martinez somehow had authorized and paid
Martinez,
for it.
Martinez, is that the only Spanish name?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, it could have been Rodriguez, but I
Perez.
Began with an M.
Yeah.
Perez. Perez. It is actually, I believe, the most popular Spanish name.
Oh.
Perez. The if they thought that he had authorized this, then they were being defrauded, especially if they the term Zumba was, you know, written in the way that Zumba
is
written.
Which it wasn't,
logo.
But yeah.
So, you know, I think that it, you know, the claim is it has merit, but it's somewhat dubious.
Well, then you get into the silly things like Apple sues other companies because they have the word pod somewhere in something.
Yes,
Apple has the iPod, therefore the word pod can never be used ever again.
Yeah, I think that I think that's ridiculous.
It is.
There was a big fight between Apple Music and Apple, the computer company, at one point over the use of the name, and I think that's ludicrous too. The idea that I can't name my company Apple. I mean, they named their company after a fruit that's been around for tens of thousands of years, hundreds of thousands. Who knows?
And it might make sense if it's something like Xerox, which was created by the company. But yeah, you named your company after a fruit, so how is that patent trademarkable or whatever?
If one believes in this concept that say books and music need to be trademarked, copyrighted, and that you know, the person and their descendants should make that kind of money, one really needs to ask, well, should all the descendants of the bard that came up with the story Beowulf be getting a payoff every time a high school student has to buy that book to read?
Right.
I mean, to me, that's ludicrous. Real quick, have you ever wondered how we could possibly fix the debt crisis in Washington?
Sure have.
Jeff Moran, a Harvard economist, makes it real clear what the problem is and proposes a solution. You can go see this video and several others of our favorites at learnliberty.org/FTL. When you're there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. And I think that these courses, this course and these videos are really, really great ways for people to get sort of the foundations of liberty and to be able to tell other folks about this.
Spam your friends.
Well, the fact is you can put it on your Facebook, and these videos are so good and so short that people will watch them. Whenever I put a video up on Facebook, I always tell people how long it is because I don't like 30-minute videos.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-3733. If you've got a website, you know how important it is for people to visit your website, whether it's for better search results in the search engines, advertising, or just to get your message out. You need all the hits you can get. Mobstahits.com is going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
But it'll break your kneecap?
It's a family-friendly web traffic exchange. FTL.mobstahits.com. We can riddle your site full of views, and you can even make some money by joining the family as an associate. You sign up for free at FTL.mobstahits.com now. A free one-month upgrade if you sign up now. Actually, they have all kinds of benefits. This is just the one of the big ones. It's a free one-month upgrade if you sign up now. But they have all kinds of benefits. Listeners with liberty-oriented websites can get anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 web hits for free. Find out the details at ftl.mobsterhits.com.
I'm going to have to look them up.
If you've got a blog or something like this,
I have a podcast.
Thank you, Don.
There you go. Don?
Don Mark.
I don't know what that means.
The Godfather.
Oh, okay.
Don Mark. You're the Don.
That's right. Mark is not one of those names that really flows off the old Italian repertoire, you know what I mean? it's Sony. That's... As it may be the case. So, also, check out the archives at archives.freetalklive.com. We have archives going back to 2006 for free. That means whole shows, uncensored, uncut, complete, in their entirety, for you, for free.
Commercials and everything?
Archives, they do have commercials and everything. Huh. But some shows will give you 1 hour in hopes that you'll pay to get the other three or something like that. Free Talk Live gives all of them to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. There's a proposed rule at the Federal Department of Transportation that will require farmers to get commercial driver's licenses. Now, you know how farmers...
Awesome. I love high-priced food.
You know how farmers drive those big tractors out on the road, and sometimes, as a matter of fact, children as young as you want can pretty much do farm work, especially if they are your own.
Yes.
And if you are the farmer, you probably have those big tractors, and your children probably drive them. I know I drove a tractor at very, very young ages. I would imagine lower than 10.
Yeah, so did I.
You know, My dad had me doing the unenviable job. It seemed like fun to me, and I loved doing it. That's probably why I got to do it, of dragging the pasture, which was taking a bunch of old tractor tires tied together with chains and some fencing, and taking the cow poop and spreading it around, essentially. So you just drug...
Fertilizing, yeah.
Yeah, just drug the cow poop around. And, you know, I'm getting to drive a big thing with an engine. I'm all for it. Let's go in circles. No problem. And I would do this, day in and day out.
Kids are dumb.
Yeah. Well, they find joy in different things.
To a child, it's a new thing.
Yeah, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Glad we've got those guys.
Now they can be beaten in the face with billy clubs for doing it.
Yeah. This is part of the Department of Transportation. It wants to adopt standards that would reclassify all farm vehicles and implements as commercial motor vehicles, officials said. Now, this means that you'd have to get a commercial vehicle license, which, of course, is meant for truck drivers, which, of course, has all its questions aimed at truck drivers.
Which also has a lot of restrictions, drug testing, keeping records, you know, like all sorts of insane regulations and liabilities when
really
you have a CDL
time.
License.
This is a really good time to interject that, well, I don't believe in having driver's license and registering vehicles, people.
Period.
Can we just get on board with that and just all say no together? 1, 2, 3, no! I mean, you know, my kids, yes, there's the Social Security issue, Social Security number issue, and that is a problem, I guess. But, you know, my oldest son is really strong and really competent and can, you know, choke set trees and tear them down and plant gardens.
Choke set a tree.
Prepare it to be chopped and hauled away.
Okay.
And it's very dangerous. And,
gotcha.
So in any case, he's got these skills and talents and would be very handy on a farm, can muck stalls and what have you. And he went out and he went and asked 30 different farms this year here in New Hampshire and barns for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that for sure he would get one, you know, work under the table and what have you.
You think?
No one would hire him because he didn't have a Social Security number, and no one would hire him because he doesn't have a driver's license, even to drive on their property because they were afraid. And they all said, we would love to hire you. Are you kidding me? And we're not even going to encourage you to go get a Social Security number so we can, we're proud of you for what you're doing, but there's just no way. We have the government's on us constantly and with the restrictions on raw milk, raw food, and whether or not you're growing a family-sized garden or for production and whatever. It's just restriction, 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 restriction. And
the government really
had it.
loves putting restrictions on businesses, and farms are businesses, and every restriction you put on a farmer raises the cost of food. Let me go on with this. The proposed rule change would mean that anyone who drives a tractor or operates any piece of motorized farming equipment would be required to pass the same tests and complete the same detailed forms and logs. And logs.
Yep, there you go. Logs,
required
paperwork.
Of semi-tractor.
Lots of them.
Yeah. Semi-tractor trailer drivers. Drivers would keep logs of information, including hours worked and miles traveled. Vehicles would be required to display DOT numbers. A CDL in Virginia, this is in Virginia, the story, cost $64 for an 8-year license, $8 per year, not including the cost of any instructional class and the written test. And this is what's so ridiculous. Part of one of the many ridiculous things about this is that you would take a class aimed at driving a semi in order to be able to drive a tractor on the road. Or even anywhere. I mean, they're just anywhere.
Oh, Tennessee's just not going to like that at all.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of tractors driven in a lot of places. My town, I mean, you know, I'm heading in town, sometimes I get caught behind a tractor.
Right.
A vehicle that does 25 miles an hour is pretty dangerous.
If the DOT reclassifies farm vehicles and implements as commercial vehicles, the federal government will have regulatory control over the farms, the nation's farm workers.
Yay.
Estimated at over 800,000 by requiring them to have commercial driver's licenses. The possibility worries county farmers and others in Halifax County interested in agriculture. I have a CDL, says Nathaniel, farmer Ronnie Waller here. But very few farmers have one. This is just another bureaucratic hurdle for the farmer. The word bureaucratic pops up a lot in this story.
Huh. Imagine that.
It's hard enough fighting Mother Nature, insects and all, and now we have to fight the federal government? Hey, Ronnie, you've been fighting the federal government for a while.
Yeah, don't we all?
In fact, you probably had your hand out for subsidies, too. We're getting more rammed down our throats, and I could see repercussions across the nation. This move is another inane gesture, in my opinion, Waller concluded.
Yes, I would have to wonder if he has any problems with the federal farm subsidies that he likely gets for planting certain crops.
Right. Or not planting anything.
Yes, or not planting crops.
Bruce Pierce of the Halifax County Soil and Water Conservation District agrees with Waller. It's absurd. They're being regulated out of business. I can see where you need to take the precautions if you take these things on the interstate or something. Pierce said driving a tractor on a road, it's not like driving a semi-tractor trailer down the highway. If it passes, there'll be a lot of citations written, and it'll create a financial burden on the farmer. Many farm workers are migrant workers. They don't have driver's licenses. If this thing passes, it'll be detrimental in the agricultural business, said Jason Fisher, the Halifax County Extension Agent for Forestry and Natural Resources. We're going to get a bigger fight from all other places. So
I'm sorry, is this a federal, you said?
This would be a Federal Department of Transportation sort of rule that they're looking at. These are the local guys, local government workers, are saying, this is nuts.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, anybody who's been to Iowa or Oklahoma or Nebraska somewhere, all of those county roads out where the farms are at are straight for 43 miles,
yeah,
and nobody's on them. Some bureaucrats like, oh, I'm going to make me some money.
You know, I can't tell you how many calls we've had over the years from people who are older that would say, you know, when I was younger, I'd drive my dad's truck from, you know, here to there to the store. He'd have me go get something or, you know, pick up cigarettes
and a bottle of gin.
Well, yeah. I don't know about the gin, but they certainly did. They'd go pick up cigarettes. He did. They'd drive these cars, you know, 10, 11 years old. When I was six, I would sit on my dad's lap. He'd work the pedals, and I would drive. We had a long driveway, and I would steer, and it wasn't straight. And I would steer down the driveway. He didn't go fast. And this was 6 years old. Yeah. And you start getting trained. Country boys just learn faster, folks.
And that's what I hear.
they get all that instruction from the roosters.
I'm pretty certain it would be more safe to wait till everyone was 21 and then, bah, now you can drive.
Well,
and have no familiarity whatsoever with the process.
I think it might actually be safer. But what would we lose in the process?
No, it's not.
The dumbing down of our children. Yeah.
My kids have to drive 10,000 miles with me before I let them get a license.
Yeah, familiarity makes it safe.
Free Talk Live.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Oh, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.